Only hours after Speaker of the House Mike Johnson took another massive defeat in the form of a discharge petition slapping him across the face, we learn that he is sending members of Congress home for Christmas break early. He is calling an early break so he does not have to face the consequences of his catastrophic failure, which in turn end up helping out the American people. I mean, it's interesting. When MAGA Mike Johnson is stopped from achieving his goals, it in turn helps the American people. Ron Filipkowski points out, massive defeat for Mike Johnson, still has to clear the Senate, but this is what Dems wanted all along. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has essentially lost control of the gavel after Epstein, and now this, weakest speaker in history. Covey points out, Mike Johnson is suggesting that extending Obamacare subsidies isn't that important because it will only benefit 24 million Americans. But Johnson and Republicans work around the clock to pass legislation to only benefit 924 billionaires, the top 1%, the top 0.1%. They are creating a dueling economy for, let's just say, the top 5, 10% of people who get these tax breaks versus the bottom 90%, the people who aren't donors or lobbyists or people who can throw money in Donald Trump's face or Donald Trump's crypto, the bottom 90% who actually have to advocate on a daily basis within the bounds of the system that is created. There's this entirely new class of people that Republicans have created, like the Elon Musk types, the Jeff Bezos types that just, I feel like when you're that rich, they're operating like Neo in the Matrix. No laws apply to Elon Musk. No federal campaign finance laws applied to him or even hurt him. Who cares about the $3,000 fine he got for buying off votes in Pennsylvania? None of it matters to these people. So when Mike Johnson says only 7% of Americans will be hurt by these Affordable Care Act subsidies expiring, that is so out of touch. 7% of Americans is a massive amount. 7% of Americans is roughly 23 to 24 million Americans who will immediately see a spike so high that many people will be paying more for healthcare than their mortgage on a monthly basis. Every single authoritarian act, every single weak act from this administration and from Mike Johnson is an attempt to consolidate power heading into the midterms. So when Donald Trump and Mike Johnson and Brendan Carr attack universities, attack Jimmy Kimmel, attack law firms, attack college students, they are trying to squash dissent and make sure that people can't speak out against the shortfallings of this administration, the collapse of the economy. When they hide economic numbers, they are trying to pull the wool over people's eyes so they don't have to face their repercussions in the midterms. The reason why Speaker of the House Mike Johnson ran away in a weak manner is because he doesn't want to face the consequences of his actions. Here's Jake Tapper reporting.
It would take a Christmas miracle for the House and the Senate to pass anything before the end of the year, with House Republican leaders planning on sending members of Congress home tomorrow, according to sources.
This was last night. According to sources, House Republican leaders are sending their members home tomorrow. This was right after we got the headline, GOP centrists help Dems defy Mike Johnson on ACA in stunning revolt. Remember, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was seen frantically running through the House after taking this loss last night. Him and Republican Representative Mike Lawler were seen yelling at each other. When he gets asked, why were you guys yelling? He goes, it was just some intense fellowship, you know?
This had some intense fellowship. It's all good. Look, we're working through very complex issues, as we do here all the time. It's good. Everybody's working towards ideas, keeping the productive conversation going. That's what happened.
Have you lost control of the House? I have not lost control.
Ooh, he makes the fundamental mistake in politics. You never repeat the attack line. When Manu Raju asks, have you lost control of the House? You don't go, I have not lost control of the House. That's never the way that you operate. I said this yesterday, but it's like you get asked, did you cheat on your wife? And Mike Johnson goes, did I cheat on my wife? I did not cheat on my wife. Really bad for clips. You do not want to do that.
This is the third time.
We have the smallest majority in U.S. history. Okay? These are not normal times. There are processes and procedures in the House that are less frequently used when there are larger majorities. And when you have the luxury of having 10 or 15...
This is such cope. This is what we call cope. Nancy Pelosi had a very small, slim majority as well, and that majority wasn't turning on her. I mean, the Republican Party has a proclivity to oust their speakers, Just a few years ago, we saw Matt Gaetz lead the charge to oust Kevin McCarthy, and now Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is being targeted in a similar way by Marjorie and by a few other key Republicans. Jessica Tarlov points out, Mike Johnson has lost control of the House, officially lost control of the House. I want to show you this clip of Representative Jasmine Crockett on this very issue.
You know, we are supposed to be in session until Friday. The Speaker, he loves to run when things get tough. That's not leadership. That's cowardice. And so that is what he's decided to do. We saw this happen when it came down to the Epstein files. He decided to send Congress out. Right now, we are supposed to be in until Friday. He has decided that our last day is going to be tomorrow because he does not want to deal with the fact that we have a ripe discharge petition that is sitting in front of him that could not only help our constituents, but help his.
It is going to be brutal when the midterms come and Republicans realized how cooked they are. When we have a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, however you feel about Hakeem Jeffries, he is ready. He has been training to be in the spot. The Republicans are going to get repeatedly outmaneuvered. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson can't even perform as the majority speaker. Imagine when he's in the minority. Here is Representative John Larson just slamming Mike Johnson in a very captivating way. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you want to help us beat the right-wing MAGA ecosystem that they've been building. We're building our own version. We just need your help with the subscription. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. A constituent in my district in Middletown is going to be paying more for health insurance than he does for his mortgage.
Yep.
Let's cut right to the chase. This is about a vote. The American people, this great democracy that we live in, this once chamber that could actually discuss and debate issues, Speaker Johnson should be bringing this bill to the floor today. Do you have the courage to vote, or are you going to run and hide? You have four of you who stood up and said, you know what, in a democracy, this deserves a vote. Listen carefully, American people, how they decry this bill, and yet they won't even have a vote.
Representative John Larson of Connecticut, really powerful right there. What about Governor Gavin Newsom with friend of the show Suzanne Lambert?
This guy is sold out, not just sold out his party, but he sold out this country. Speaker Johnson, what a joke. What an embarrassment, honestly.
What do you mean
this
by
guy
that?
Is just, he's irrelevant. There's this notion of co-equal branches of government, this fundamental notion of a system of checks and balances. He's completely checked out. I mean, he's completely complicit at this moment. In so many ways, as bad as Trump is, guys like Speaker Johnson are worse. Seriously.
Why?
Because he should know better. He doesn't do better. And he seems to sit there preaching, but he doesn't practice what he preaches. I remember when these guys were, attacking food stamps and cutting it. I thought, this is a guy who goes on and on and on and reminds us of his faith. And I thought maybe he should read Old Testament or the New Testament. One of the central tenets of our religion as a Catholic, practicing Catholic, is this notion of hunger, right?
Yeah.
Food and hunger.
Yeah, right.
It's not a suggestion. It's a central theme in terms of aligning with our God. And these guys have aligned with nothing. They've aligned with the agenda of cruelty and chaos. Forgive me, I don't want to go on and on.
Every single time Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is on one side of the issue, you can basically bet it's the wrong side. Even a year ago when he was trying to protect then-Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida, in his investigation into his alleged Venmoing of underage girls. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson acted as a bulwark and tried to prevent that from being released. Then he tries to prevent the extension of healthcare, affordable healthcare for Americans, tries to block the release of the Epstein files. Governor Newsom's press office points out as Mike Johnson sends Congress on vacation early, healthcare subsidies that keep 2 million Californians healthy and alive are set to expire. I'm going to leave it there. If you want relentless updates from the Adam Mockler channel, just click that subscribe button. I love you all. Peace out.